At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Big shows for me. Just the thought of having a Thirsty Thursday is a beautiful thing. So I hope everybody out there is having a great backside of their week. It's about 2 o'clock. Some of you guys may already be off. Some of you may be getting off here in a while. For everybody out there that travels on a daily basis, for all the delivery drivers, the truck drivers, first responders, the police, everybody out there that sits in a car all day, all the sales guys out there, gals out there, we greatly appreciate you tuning in. We greatly appreciate you tuning in every day. Do it on this Thirsty Thursday. Now, this is episode 1,314 of The Drive. Now, Tyler, I don't know why in the hell you put that in a rundown. That is a random number. Is there anything behind it? Did you just want to tell people that?
That's the
actual
number. Huh? I track the number every day. I change it after the show.
But why is it just in the deal today? Is there some kind of significance? Is that a significant number?
No. No, I think I put it in there yesterday, and I think I just kind of stayed in that zone.
Yeah.
But it's always at the very top of the dock. I don't know why I put it in the
okay,
210,
to be honest.
I
didn't know it was always up there, but I
just
want to make sure.
It made me feel horny.
That doesn't take much. I just didn't want to leave that off. Mm-hmm. We got a big show lined up for you today. The Astros took game 3 in that series versus the Red Sox in impressive fashion. A lot to take away, Luke, from that game. Look, I know for all my baseball purists out there, my traditionalists, there's 162 of these games. Let's not overreact to one. Damn it, you listened to the wrong show. I know there's 162. What kind of fun would it be if I came in here every day with the ho-hum stuff on these Astros? I'm telling you, I saw some things last night that I am absolutely stoked about. And the Texans, they had a joint practice today, which I absolutely love. D'Amico Ryans will tell you that it's the best work in the preseason. I think he prefers it over actual preseason games. We were all out there today. All of Sports Radio 610 was out there, boots on the ground. And it was a good day. It was a good day. We've got Seth Payne, one half of Payne and Pendergast, obviously former Houston Texan. We got him coming on at 3:45. And what I wanted to do there is I've seen I tend to lean towards the offensive side of the football when I'm watching, when I'm observing. And today, the vantage point that I had to get at to be able to see some of what was going down really didn't allow me to see much of the defense. I'll be honest with you. I saw one play, and it was Kalen Bullock with a pass breakup over the middle. Surprise, surprise, right? I immediately thought, look over there, one play, and Kalen Bullock's making a play. Bullock is over there making a play. But he's going to come on, and I want him specifically talk to him about the defense. He kept a pretty good eye on the defense today. And so, obviously, being a defensive lineman, there's a level of expertise there that you just can't get anywhere else. And so, Seth Payne is going to join us at 3:45. Set a reminder. Make sure you stay plugged in there. Hey, Luke, this doesn't happen very often. My man T. Mill, pants and all.
Yeah, I did.
Sweet ass sunglasses and all. He went to practice today.
Oh wow!
And I'm going to tell you before he gets started, because I'm one. I'll take a cheap shot at Tyler in a hurry when he starts talking about the heat. But today. Today was one of very few days since I've been in this business covering the Texans or anybody for that matter where in my own mind, I'm a strong, bullheaded sumbuck, as if I need to tell you that. And I'm sitting there, I'm like, that's hot, man. Like, usually I'm like, out of sight, I'm good. Mm-hmm. Ain't no problem. Give me a water. Boom, I'm good. Look at the, hey, man. It was hot, bro.
It was warm.
I mean, today is one of them days where them boys that typically play in Carolina, and I know it gets hot in Carolina too, but them boys got to be going. Texans, I don't know how y'all do it every day.
You see that one Panther go down?
I did not.
Yeah, I don't know who it was. One player went down. I thought it was like a knee at first, but then I heard someone saying, no, it's that heat. That heat got him.
Hey, I'm going to tell you, today was the feel out there. Again, very rarely does it happen, but today was one of them days where I was like, I might want to shorten up this practice. You might want to cut a couple periods off this practice, man, because this ain't.
Bro, I went and got in the truck for a little bit and cranked the AC
Tyler came over there and talked to him. I kind of stand out of the way, Luke. I ain't going up there to chit-chat with everybody. I don't know how you stand in a whole group like that and see anything. So I try to get out there where I can see. Tyler came walking over where I was at. I was like, damn, bro, you need a walk? You need an IV? Tyler looked like he needed an IV.
Was my shirt a bit damp?
I mean, your forehead was beaded up. You looked like you just ran a marathon.
You take a shower before coming in here? Or what does that room smell like right now?
No, I like to think I come in with the best game plan possible for me in these Niagara armpits. But, yeah, I came in with the right plan, and then I was treating as the sweat and the heat was increasing. I think I'm okay.
Amen.
I mean, not the best, but okay.
Tyler is the king of body spray or strong deodorant. So he'll be that room will smell good. I promise you. As much trash as he talks, and I ain't gonna let the guy out of the bag here. But as much trash as he talks, I better not walk in there and that room be funky. I can tell you
Hell
that.
Hell
right no. Now. I can walk in there and a lot of things happen, but it better not stink because he can't handle that body odor. But hey, Tyler, I know you saw some folks out there today that you wanted to give a shout out, man.
Oh,
we love our listeners out there. We appreciate you guys coming up and saying hello. And. And I know we're grown-ass men, and, you know, a lot of times you're busy, you're working, you don't always say it, but I can't tell you how much we appreciate hearing or how good it feels to hear when, hey, man, there's some folks out there that like what we do. And I know, Tyler, you ran into some folks today.
Yeah, man, I'm glad you said that. I forgot I put it in the doc. But, I typically, out at practice, I like to, at least for a moment, kind of roam around over there in the stands, over in the grandstands with the Texans fans, get the vibe, all that. And all of a sudden, I heard today, hey, T-Mill! Is that T-Mill? Looked up, two fellas. Ended up talking to them for a solid 10 minutes or so. My guys, Nate and Hunter, shout out to you fellas. Said they listen damn near every day, love the show, they love laughing with us. They did say that I should be playing the Paige Spernak drop about how much she loves me more often, but I think Ron might go crazy if I do that.
Well, Ron's not here today, man, so tee that joker up and let that lady sing.
Where
it's
you
all
at,
good.
Paige? I can't find her.
It's all good. It's all good. Let me tell you what, if you're out there and you're listening and you ever see a guy that you think is Tyler, right? Big head, broad shoulders, no ass, he's your guy.
That's a great description.
That is your guy right there. That is T-Mill. That dark beard, maybe a little damp under the armpits, but I'm telling you, man, that head, shoulders, and ass, man.
Yeah, Nate and Hunter, thanks, guys. Y'all were the realest.
That is the way to go right there. All right, hey, we're going to get to that joint practice. I love it. We're going to talk about it a ton today. But before we do that, I do want to get to these Astros. Luke, I know this is right in your wheelhouse, man. The Astros win last night 4-1, and it was I watched the majority of that ball game, Luke, and I'll be honest with you, I don't think Boston ever threatened. Like it didn't. I know there was a couple of moments in the game when they did, but as I'm watching it, there was never a moment in that game where I was like, boy, we better be careful here. This for me, one, Hunter Brown was absolutely nails. 6 2/3 inning pitch. 6 hits, 1 earned run, 3 balls, 4 strikeouts. He threw 93 pitches. And here's the deal. By the way, big picture, Hunter Brown, his ERA is 2.45, which among American League starters, only Skubal has a lower one. So he's still, even though he struggled a little bit there on before the All-Star break and maybe one game after the All-Star break, he's still one of the best in the game in terms of ERA. Is that correct? Is that correct?
Over for there? Sure.
We're working at? Okay. Hunter Brown was absolutely nails. And I'll tell you what I saw from Hunter Brown. I don't know what the hell was going on. I got babies. I got Barbies going on. I got the volume turned down. We're reading books. So I'm just watching. I don't know exactly what was going on with the balking stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you saw that. Did you see that? I don't know what, but I absolutely love the way Hunter Brown handles stuff.
Better than Fromber.
Maybe he doesn't get as flustered, but I'm talking about just the sense of urgency of like, damn, man, when
as a man should head on.
Yeah, there's just a sense of urgency with Hunter Brown. And so while he performed great, he pitched really well. I just love the way this dude carries himself. And it looks like, Luke, it looks like we've got the Hunter Brown kind of back on track that we had earlier in the year for the Astros right now.
Yeah, I thought last night was encouraging. He didn't have his best stuff. You know, he threw 93 pitches, only 53 were strikes, mm-hmm. and so then 40 were balls, so it's almost a 50-50 split. You mentioned the numbers. I mean, he walked 3, only struck out 4. That was almost a 50-50 ratio. There was a lot of foot traffic, but he was at his best in the big spots. There was twice where the Red Sox got the leadoff man on at second, which would have been the tying run, and they weren't able to score him. In fact, the Red Sox were 1-for-10 last night with runners in scoring position. So he did put some guys on base early in innings, but then pitched really well with those guys on base to get out of the jam, and that's why he only allowed the one run. And credit to Hunter, because, you know, Curt Schilling would always say that if you make 30 starts in a season as a starting pitcher, 10 of those starts are going to have your best stuff. You're going to be unhittable. 10 of those starts, you're not going to have anything out there. It's going to be a tough night. And then it's the middle 10 that really determines how good of a starting pitcher you are, where you have okay stuff, but you have to figure it out. And I think that was one of those starts last night for Hunter where he didn't have his best stuff. He wasn't his sharpest, but then you look up and, hey, he allowed one run to a good lineup in 6 2/3 and gets the victory. He figured it out.
How much, Luke, how much of the ball strike ratio, how much of the action on the base pass kind of deal, how much of that do you attribute to Boston's kind of approach at the plate? In a sense of making a guy pitch, right? There's obviously we know Bregman and kind of how he approaches plate appearances. He's a tough out, and I don't know how real it is, but it seems like Boston is one of those teams that they got a bunch of those guys up and down that are going to make you work. You're going to have to pitch. They're going to get really, you know, high quality at bats. How much of that outing from Hunter Brown last night, as you mentioned, some of the issues, how much of that do you attribute to, hey, man, it's just a lineup that makes you pitch?
Yeah, I think that's a lot of it. I mean, the night before, Roman Anthony, who's a 21-year-old rookie, drew 4 walks against the Astros. It is a disciplined lineup in Boston, and that was part of it. I looked up after the second inning, and Hunter Brown at that point had thrown, I think it was 10 strikes and had 6 outs on those 10 strikes. So it was funny that he was nibbling a little bit. The Red Sox weren't chasing, but then when he was in the zone and they were trying to make contact, it wasn't good contact. So, you know, when he was in and around the plate, he didn't give up a lot of hard hit balls, even the Trevor Story.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Double was off the end of the bat the other way on a pitch off the plate. That was really, I think, the only extra base hit he gave up. So yep. It was a lot of weak contact. He was nibbling. But when he had to throw strikes, when he had to be in the zone, it wasn't very hittable stuff. So, yeah, to your point, I do think a lot of that is from the Red Sox. And you could see that when he did throw those strikes, when there was contact, it wasn't very good contact, which speaks to what Hunter was throwing up there.
Pena with a leadoff bomb. Hell, before I got home, I'd won $100. Appreciate you, Tyler. Yainer Diaz with a bomb. And the last part that I want to discuss real quick here, Luke, is I don't know if this did anything for you guys, but it damn sure turned me on. And I don't even know what it means beyond in the moment right now, but until we find out what's really going on with Josh Hader. But Brian Abreu in that closer role last night. Did you see him close the thing out?
Yeah.
Am I crazy, or was that a did it appear to be a Brian Abreu that was absolutely jacked to get the opportunity to close a game?
He was vibing.
And close it the way that he did.
For sure. I think he was overthrowing a little bit. He hit, I think, 101 on the gun.
He did.
At one point.
I mean, he hit 100, he hit 101, he hit 99.
Yeah.
He was, I mean, and then the reaction when he closed that thing out, I'm watching it. And I don't even, when you got Josh Hader, it's really a non-factor because he's going to be in the eighth. But boy, to think that you got two guys that could potentially be, I mean, the best damn closer in baseball if indeed they had the opportunity to do it is pretty impressive. I don't know. I got pretty worked up last night when my wife's sitting there like, hey, can we watch a challenge? I said, well, I'm gonna watch Abreu right here, put this game to bed. And I'm sitting there watching him, and hell, I mean, he doesn't have me. He had to get me good and worked up. Not my old lady, but Abreu. Maybe odd that I'm laying in the bed next to my old lady worked up by Abreu. But I did. It was absolutely tremendous.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.